Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
In the Green Scene today, how monkeys choose their babysitters, but first becoming a first-time mother at the age of 97. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Who's the lucky mum?
The lucky mum, actually her name is Mommy, but okay. She's only become a mum at 97, and she is a Galapagos tortoise, a Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise to be more specific. And she has just given birth to four little baby tortoises in Philadelphia Zoo. And this is an amazing story because really it starts nearly 100 years ago. And Mommy was born in the Galapagos Islands, but she was brought to Philadelphia Zoo by a man called Milton Holden on April the 23rd. 1932. And so she's lived there for 90 years. And the dad of these little babies, his name is Abrazzo. He's estimated to be about 96 years old. And we're not exactly sure where he was born. But he was in a zoo in Texas called Gladys Porter Zoo. And before that, before he came to Philadelphia, he was in South Carolina Zoo. So he's moved around a bit. But the two of them, Abrazzo and Mommy, were put together in 2022. And probably both bit out of practice, but by 2023, some eggs appeared.
Okay.
Now, those eggs didn't hatch. There was three clutches, but none of them hatched. But last year in November, there was another clutch of eggs and the zoo took the eggs and they incubated them. And they were very clever because they took the eggs and they grouped them. I think there were 16 eggs and they put some of them at a slightly higher temperature and some of them at a slightly lower temperature. And the reason they did that is that the temperature at which eggs are incubated in reptiles determines the sex. So this first batch are coming from the slightly warmer temperature, over 28.5 degrees, and they are female. But the rest of them, we're still waiting to see what's going to happen.
Okay, now, normally in the wild, what do the tortoises just lay their eggs and leave them alone, don't they? Bury them in sand sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. Different species.
So it's not a cruelty to take their eggs from them.
No, not at all, not at all. And the babies are being fed by the animal care team there. They're about the size of a chicken. And just this week, they're going to go on view to the public. And it's really incredible because there's only about 44 of these Galapagos Santa Cruz tortoises in zoos. And there's obviously very few in the wild as well. They're critically endangered. And the fact that this tortoise had never had babies, these are a new genetic lineage now that's been
What's
created.
What's the longevity of a tortoise?
So up to about 200 years.
So they're in the prime of life.
Middle-aged, yeah, exactly, in the prime of life. But it's really great news. And, you know, it'll be a really exciting thing for the public in Philadelphia now when they get to see these very precious little babies.
Now we want to talk about monkeys and their babysitters. I didn't know they have them.
They did. So just like us, lots of other species employ a technique and it's called alloparenting. And the idea is that particularly relatives help in the raising of babies. And you can understand how this kind of behaviour might have evolved, because if you're genetically related to a baby and you help it survive in a kind of indirect way, you're helping your own genes to survive as well. So we've seen this before in other species. But this was research that was done at Southwestern Forestry University in China. It's a park. I won't attempt to pronounce it in Chinese, but it's called the White Horse Snow Mountain National Park. And they were looking at these little monkeys called black and white snub-nosed monkeys. And they were observing that when a female had a baby, other females were coming up and offering to help. And over the course of about 6 months, researchers followed a group of these monkeys and they recorded over 400 interactions between mothers and other females. And what they saw was that the mothers were much more likely to hand over their baby for care if the female that was offering to care was more experienced and had a number of babies herself. So what they're hypothesizing is the monkeys are picking out more experienced caregivers before they hand over their babies.
But the extraordinary thing is that the young female monkeys who might someday have babies themselves and they need to learn. So they hand them off to the, after they do the business with them, they hand them
exactly
off to the younger
once
ones.
Exactly. Once they're kind of looked after and the first bit's done, they do give the younger females a chance, but it's kind of done in a sort of controlled environment. So it's very interesting and it kind of just, again, underpins for us how these behaviours and things that maybe we see as hardwired with us are far more widespread in the animal kingdom.
Mm. Where else do we see, what other creatures do it?
So elephants, and again, it won't surprise you, this will go with intelligence. So with herds, there's often babysitting relatives. So while a mother goes off and eats or forages, they will look after young. And also if an elephant infant mother dies, orphans are not left alone. They are adopted and looked after by the rest of the herd. Meerkats, those little sort of squirrel, ground squirrel type things that are related to a mongoose, they're fascinating because they live in these big groups, but it's just the alpha male and female really who breed, and everybody else just takes care of their offspring. So they have litters and litters of pups, and everybody else is a caregiver, and this binds the group together in a really strong social structure.
I wonder, does humankind select its babysitters with as much care as the monkeys do?
Good question, if you're trying to get out the door on a Friday night.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.